And now, James Gravel.
The Bible clearly teaches that God is three, yet those three are one. The topic under consideration in this lesson is not the Trinity, but the deity of Jesus Christ. There are people that try to deny Jesus as God. What does the Bible have to say about this? In John chapter 3, verse 3, we read about Nicodemus, a Jewish ruler who had sought out Jesus Christ. Upon finding him, Nicodemus said, "We know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him." Nicodemus realized that Christ was no mere man, but was from God. In fact, this is the topic of discussion between Jesus and the Pharisees in Matthew 22, verse 42, when Jesus asked, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" Every accountable person must eventually answer those questions. Jesus affirmed that he was one with the Father, John 10, verse 30. He even forgave sins, a prerogative normally reserved solely for God. Mark chapter 2, verse 5 says, "When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, 'Son, your sins are forgiven you.'" Notice the reaction of the scribes that were sitting by in verse 7. "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But Christ did not just claim to be deity. He did not just claim to do miracles. He performed genuine miracles, like raising the dead, to prove that claim. Miracles that even his fiercest enemies could not explain away. John chapter 11, verse 47 informs us that the chief priest and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs." Christ's irrefutable public miracles proved that he was indeed from God. Did you know that the Bible frequently refers to Jesus as God? In most of its occurrences, the name Jehovah is applied to the first person of the Godhead, the Father. Yet Jehovah also can refer to Christ. For example, Isaiah prophesied that John the Immerser would be the voice of one who cries, "Prepare in the wilderness the way of Jehovah, make level in the desert a highway for our God." Isaiah 40 and verse 3. John chapter 1 verses 29 through 34 tells us that John was sent to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. Yet Isaiah said that John would prepare the way of Jehovah. Clearly, Jesus and Jehovah are the same, as the Bible explains in John 1 verse 1 when it says, "The Word was God," and then 13 verses later adds, "The Word, that is Jesus Christ, became flesh and dwelt among men." When doubting Thomas said to Jesus, "My Lord and my God," John 20 verse 28, he was absolutely correct. Jesus is both Lord and God, which is why he could say, "If you love me, keep my commandments." John chapter 14, verse 15. Are you keeping Christ's commandments?